Rashi and some of Chesed Beis. Bravo to Omer Kirabonon. So the Gemara suggested this is close between Rab and Shmuel, whether you can be in Vatel, because of Vatel, you can keep going back and forth, or it's a one time shot and that's it. Should be told in Machloikis, a different Machloikis. So Rav Damar Karban is a Grashi, and the Amri Masis, and they say in the Mishnah, which we're going to learn soon, as some of Tesla and Beis, that Beis also Lahachnis Lahati Loi Velohem. So when the person is Mavato, the Rishus, he's definitely Mavato his Rishus in the Chotzer, his rights in the Chotzer. Is he, what about his rights in his house? So the Chotzer say no. So he still owns the house. So you have a situation where the house belongs to him. The chotzer doesn't. He has no rights on the chotzer at all. So the chotzer belongs to them and not him. So carrying from his house to the chotzer or the chotzer to his house is a problem going from to different rishuyas. Neither he, which he can't do it anyway, because if he would carry there, there'd be bittul. But even they can't carry from his house to the chotzer. So what do you see? You see, the bittul has not totally removed him from here. Which means, it's not like he has no rights over here at all. So he's part of this chotzer still. So then it's possible for them to be mevatel back to him after he's mevatel to them. So that's Rav. But Shmuel Damar Kribli Yeser. Damar Perik Esim Pasim. So he can't carry from his house because we're afraid that maybe if he does, he's indicating that he's removing his bittul. But they can carry from his house, in and out of his house, into the chotzer, because the house of the chotzer are one. And the bittul that he made on the chotzer also applies to his home. So the home was part of the extended chotzer, so you're allowed to carry in and out of the house into the chotzer. Okay, that's what Eliezer says. So the more suggested Shmuel says you can't be mevatel because you're mevatel. You're mevatel one time, and then they cannot turn around and be mevatel back to you because you're not here anymore. So you're like a ben chotzer acheris, which Shmuel holds you can't be mevatel mechotzer lechotzer. The more says no, you don't have to say that. The Rav says I can go even like your Eliezer. And Rabbi Yosef says, "Mavat Rishus Chaseroi is he loses the Rishus Beis also, because Beis will Chotzer Ludari Inchi. People needed their Chotzer to live in, so when they're Mavat the Chotzer, that's equivalent to being Mavat to their Beis automatically also. See, Mavat was Beis. Abo Linyan is Stoluke L'Shuvi Napshe Kemen Chotzer Acheres Lo Limsi." The Mahadra Lakule Rishuse Miomar, he never said he's Mavatal himself his rights over here to the point that he's killed as if he removed himself totally and he doesn't live here anymore. He still lives here. And he's allowed to live in his house. He's allowed to move things inside of his house. He didn't totally say goodbye. That's Rav's argument. So even though he loses his house, his bittul also, and they can carry from his house to the chotzer, vice versa. He's still a presence here that shayach bittul back to him later on. Shmuel says I can go even like the, and Shmuel says I can go even like the rabbanon. Okay, that the even the rabbanon say that his house remains independent. That's the gabi bittul, but regards to. Whatever he was mavato, mamai the boto miyav yistalik gamri. Mina chotzer shabitul beferish body yistalik habalik ben chotzer acheres. Vis-a-vis the chotzer, he's like a different person, different a member of a different chotzer. Okay, that's what we're holding in the Gemara. Omer of Acher bar Chana, Omer of Sheshes. So. The Rav Acha Bar Chana says that the chor of this machlokes is machlokes tanoim. What you can mevatel becherzim mevatel. Rav says you can be mevatel becherzim mevatel. That he can be mevatel to them, and then they can turn around and be mevatel later on. They can turn around and be mevatel back to him. And Shmuel says you can't do that. This is machlokes tanoim. Okay? The Mor brings a braisa, which the Mor is going to discuss. Or actually, is it the Mishnah? Yeah, it's the Mishnah. No. It's priceless. Okay. Mishnah Rishusai Bahotzi. Person gave away his Rishus, which means that's Bittul. So he forgot to include himself in the Erev, and he gave away his Rishus. Then Bahotzi. Then he went and carried out from his house into the Chotzer. Which means he's believing he has a right to take from his house to the Chatzar and use the Chatzar. So Bein B'Shag Bein B'Mezid Oyser Divir Remeir. Remeir holds that now creates Isser, which means he's rescinded his Bittul. So even though he did something wrong, he did a B'Mezid, but even if he did a B'Shagig, which means he wasn't necessarily reasserting his rights, he forgot B'Shagig. But once he's done it, his rights are reasserted and the bittul is gone. Behudar b'meizid oyser, b'shoygeg oyser. B'meizid, he's reclaiming his rights. However, b'shoygeg, we don't assume that he's reclaiming his rights. Okay? So Mor suggests, what's the mechlokes in the mayor of Behudar? They're arguing the case of b'shoygeg. So means everybody agrees if a person intentionally decides he's reasserting his rights, it's all of these discussions of Bittul, Siluk, he's really Masuluk here, etc. At the end of the day, the reality is he still owns it. It's not a financial change that he's rescinded his ownership. He owns the property in the Chatzar. If he decides he wants to reassert his rights and be here, nothing can stop him. However, what happens with B'Shoygeg? So Mor says, my law, let's suggest, isn't it not that this is the Mechlekes? The Mar says, Mevatlin, Mechazer, Mevatlin. So Remeir says, even B'Shoygeg means, he understands, like Rav said, that you can be Mevatlin, Mechazer, Mevatlin, which means he never really is Mesalik himself, the Gamri. So therefore, even when he carries out B'Shoygeg, he's here. You don't need an intentional act to present his rights here in the Chatzar. However, Behuda holds that Behuda holds that no, there's a siluk here. If the person intentionally reasserts his rights, it's one thing, but if it's b'shoygeg, and you're a siluk from this place, so it's not going to be an act of reasserting just b'shoygeg. No, some Rav Acher b'tachlifa mishmei the Rabba loy. The kuli alma ein mevatlin v'chazim mevatlin. Both could agree with Shmuel. So then the question is, what's shot in? If you hold like Shmuel, the ein mevatlin v'chazim mevatlin, what's shot in Remeir? They're arguing in the case of the Chazal Asr, the case of Shogeg, due to the case of Mezid. Marasover, Kantor Shogeg to Mezid, that's Remeir. Marasover, look, Kantor Shogeg to Mezid. Okay. That's Machlokes in other places in Shas, which actually is Machlokes to Remeir to Behuda, through cases where even the Mezid case is a Din Rabbanon. Did Chazal also Aser Shogeg, partly being because it's a much better way to Aser Mezid, but you also Aser B'Shogeg. Because if you don't Aser B'Shogeg, there's always the guy who could claim that he could do it in a way which looked like a Shogeg and he'd get away with it. So we said, you know what, it's always us. Good, no arguments, nothing to talk about. Or not, Shogeg was Shogeg, so the Knas is not deserving. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi Omar says, Rabbi Shmuel, B'put the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanu Kamifligi. So we said before that Rabbi Shmuel arguing the Mechlegis and Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether person loses rights to his bias. And the Mor said it's not necessarily so. Rav Ashi disagrees. Rav Ashi says that really the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is really the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Rav is going like the Rabbanon, and Shmuel is going like Rabbi Eliezer, which would mean that we pass in this situation, we would be passing like Rav.
So we are
right. See Rashi. Okay. Mishnas and Rishusay. The Bnei Chotzer, Bnei Shashacha. A person gave over his Rishus to the Chot, the Bnei Chotzer, because he forgot, but the Erev, he didn't join the Erev. Then he carried out. By doing so, he makes it's also the carry of the chotzer. The chotzer shakle, he took his rishus back. So Mor says the chotzer is mechlokes. Whether that's true b'shogeg is a mayor. The omer I feel b'shogeg chotzer le rishus say even b'shogeg gets his rishus back is because several lo mesulaku. He didn't really leave. Therefore, even b'shogeg is enough to say he's back here. We got a bittul nami chazir mevatlin. The hundred lights, if he did not masulik, it shach bittul of a chazir bittul. The Mor says, Lord, the kuli alma ain't chazir mevatlin. The stalik light, by doing so, he's masulik. You can't turn around and reassert your claim. You can't turn around and get it back to bittul. But then with the b'shogeg loy hadra loy, and therefore in the case of b'shogeg, he shouldn't get it back. The mayor kind of shouting out to mezid. Now, with mezid, kulo moedu, l'alba gav di selik lay, we tell that you can't be chazim about him, which means he's really gone. So why be mezid does he get is he rescinding his b'shogeg? He's gone. No. The kiman, the hadr, the holoi zav, they didn't sell it to the person. So there's no sale over here. So in that situation, so since Mikudin Mitzadini Mominus, he still has a right to it. Even though Gabi Shabbos is saying he's given away his Rishus, if he decides he wants to take it back, we can't really prevent that. Now, Rashi adds a Kenech over here, that this halacha that a person can rescind by carrying out. However, the Mor is going to qualify that it's only if the Bnei Chotzer have not started to use the Chotzer. If he was mevatel to them and they started using the Chotzer based on him, so they've taken possession of his bittul, then even if he carries out afterwards, it's not rescinded. Because he's given away and they've taken it and took kinyan. But if he is given the bittul, they haven't done anything with it yet, then he can rescind. This is all true if the Bnei Mavi haven't taken possession of the Mavi before he was chazer. Okay, good.
Is kagum an unusual word to use in that context? If it's not an example, but rather a requirement?
You want to ask for a gift to this question? Because Rashi gave it, used the lashon of kagum. And it's Rashi and Bamasiya, and there was only one possible case. Rashi uses the Lashon of Kagain. So he said, Yush Kagain means like, for example, you know, there's another example. He said, that's what Rashi writes. So he told us. Even though there's only one case, Rashi was able to say that. But it is interesting. It's not the way we use Kagain, that's for sure.
It's cave in the Hadar. In essence, he took.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay.
Sorry. Question. So when, let's say if it's we hold. Does there have to be a maisa, or does it have to be? Can you just tell everyone, okay, knock on the door and say it's done?
They would have to do, well, they don't have to do a maisa, but the same way he did a bittul b'peh, they have to do a bittul b'peh to him also.
Oh, so they have to be mevatel.
It doesn't really mean they can turn around and be mevatel back to him. If he can mevatel to them.
Right, so it's not like he has a right to, once he's mevatel, it's done.
He's out, right.
So they have to be mevatel back to him.
Then revata back to him, right? Yeah, correct. I'm sorry. Okay. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Ma'aseh b'sukkah echad shayadori manu. So the Mishnah said that Gamliel said it's a ma'aseh, there was a sukkah living in our chatzar, and our father told us, go and carry out into the, you know, take possession of the chatzar before he rescinds. Right? So where's a sukkah man dar chashmeh? You bring a ma'aseh with a sukkah, usually you bring a ma'aseh because it's relevant to the conversation before. You know, there was a ma'aseh that a guy put on tefillin yesterday. Oh, it's true. It wasn't with the, but why is it here? Obviously, the verse is, where was it? There's no mention of the sukkah in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, there was a case which we have to say the Mishnah was, there was another element to the Mishnah. Stuki, Tanakama says, a reu kenochri. And therefore, bittul does not work. You need skiris. Rabbi, no, stuki ain't a kenochri. It's stuki. It's not a kenochri, and you do not, bittul is enough. Rabbi Gamliel, I'll prove it to you. Because ma'aseh b'tzuki echad shayadori mono b'movi b'rishalayim. And he did bittul. So, but the bittul works, but if he rescinds, he rescinds. So before he carries out, which is effectively a rescinding of his bittul, you better take possession, because then rescinding doesn't work. So you see the bittul works, right? So that's a proof to my point. Okay. V'hatanya, this hatanya is benichusa. It's not as a question, but it's a proof. That there is a machloikus over here between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel, whether Tzuki is like a goy or not. Because it says, Hadori Manochri or Tzuduki. Ubay Susi, Terelo Oysum Alob. If they live with a goy or Tzuduki, Ubay Susi. So, they asked her, there is bittul doesn't work. They like living with a goy. Now, I'm not sure why this next part is not in, is in parentheses. It theoretically would make more sense if it's written there. Tosis Berlin did not have the gears either, and he says you have to say Chesur Meisav Achiktoni in the Brisa also, that the Brisa is saying that Ramil says Saduka Besusi do not aser bittul works Meisav Besuki Echad Shayadori im Rabbi Ramil Rambavi Yerushalayim Bar Malam Rabbi Ramil the Bonai Maru Vitziu Mashatem Vitziin Mechnisu Mashatem Machnisin. Go take use of the Chatzur. Actually, Yotzi Hatoyev Hazed, till this Masuyev, the person, the Stuki, will carry out, and but then it'll become Asr for you. Shere Bittul Rishusulachem, because he did Bittul, the Bittul works, but take possession of the Chotzer before he rescinds the Bittul. Dibur Meir. That's the Meir's version of the Machloikis. Or Meir's version of what he said. Okay, so that'll support what we're saying. That Ramil is arguing that it's Tzuki is not like a goy. The Tanakhama says Tzuki is like a goy. So that's pshat in our Mishnahs. Rabbi Huda Omer, but lashon acheris that he said a different lashon. Maru va'osu tzarchechem b'mavoi ad shelo techshach. You do whatever you have to do in the mavoi before Shabbos starts, because once Shabbos starts to be Yasser Lechem, it's going to be Yasser. In other words, Bittul does not work, and you need Skiris. Okay. Now, if you look back in Samach Aleph from Abayz, beginning of the Perek, we also had a Machlokes between the Tanakhama's version of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Gamliel. So the Tanakhama's version is like we have over here. Go use the chatzah before he's moitzi, and that'll be rescinding. But Rabbi Huda said, Marbos Zuchim, Mavi Achelo Yotzi V'Yasser Alechim. He said, which now, what does that mean? That does not sound like that you can't use it on Shabbos. It sounds like you can use it on Shabbos. Here, Rebbe says you can't use it on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha. Okay, but that really was a side issue for now, because that wasn't the point of the Braisa. The point of the Braisa was to bring the Yisiv and the Tanakama, that the Bechol Yisrael Gamliel, the Chachamim, is whether it's Tzukiyah Zidin like a Goy or not, and that's clear in the Braisa. Okay. Okay, Obermar. So,
what sounds like he can't use?
According to Yehuda, he says you can't. Like once it gets dark, when Shabbos starts, it's also period. Go do what you got to do before the Toyev carries out and it becomes us. The Memro. It sounds like the chimafke inu, if they get there first and they're moitzi, v'hadu mapegiu, and then he carries out afterwards, loyosa, that doesn't affect them. What's there first, right? So they win, as it were. V'hatan, tanan, this is the Mishnah Mabez, misha nosim reshusa v'hoitzi, so this the same Rameyer talking says once the person is moitzi, it's it. Okay, so which means that even after they take possession of the chotzer, once he's moitzi, it's also. Omer Reb Yosef, ema eno oiser. So you have to change the girsa in the Mishnah to eno oiser. Because once they take a possession, he can't resist. Abai says no. Omer loikash. Kan shechziku b'nei mavi b'mavi. Kan shelo yechziku b'nei mavi b'mavi. So the difference is whether the b'nei mavi have taken possession or not. So the mission is only a case where the b'nei mavi have not taken possession yet. So he does bittul, and then if he carries out before they've done anything with the bittul, carries out, he's rescinding the bittul. Over here, we're saying if the bnei mavi started using the mavi based on the bittul, then he cannot rescind. But Tanya again, this Tanya is a bnei chusa also. And the proof is the following price. Ad shalonosin reshusay hoitzi. So the person has not done bittul yet. He didn't do eruv. Okay. And now he carries out to the chotzer. Beim b'shogim beim emezid, yachol avatol. So even though he carried out b'mezid, which means he intentionally did an aveir of caring from his bias to the chotzer, she's a person who's a mummer on the Chalal Shabbos, he can still do bittul. So even though he's a mummer on the Chalal Shabbos, he can still do bittul. Divrei Meir. Yehuda Omer. So we're introducing a new issue over here that once he, if he carried out from his house to the chotzer illegally, right? Because there's no eruv, so he did that of eruv, so he's a mechalal Shabbos, so he can't be mevatel. We don't allow mechalal Shabbos to be mevatel. Okay, so that's a side. That's really a side. That's a new issue which we have not discussed until now. What's the status of a Mechalal Shabbos as regards to the bittul? But that's not the point that we were trying to bring proof from this Braisa yet. Tomorrow we'll go back and discuss that point. But that's not the point of the Braisa. Okay, now. Now. Mishanos and Rishus of Ahoitzi, he already gave his Rishus, and now he's Moitzi, so now we're discussing the issue of rescinding the bittul. So he carries out, even if he carries out b'shogeg, he asks. That's the price of which we quoted before. Yehuda Omer, b'mezid oyser, b'shogeg and oyser. And the Morris and the further arguing whether you're kind of showing out the mezid. So if he doesn't b'mezid, he's rescinding his bittul. B'shogeg is a machlokes. So far we don't have any proof to our point. But the price continues and says, b'mezid, b'morim, that by carrying out, he's rescinding his bittul. B'shalahichziku b'nei mavi b'mavi. The b'nei mavi have not taken possession of the mavi yet. Alahichziku b'nei mavi b'mavi. Once they take possession of the mavi, bein b'shalga, bein b'mezin, an oyser. He can't rescind his bittul. Once they've taken possession based on his bittul. So even if he'll carry out b'mezin, screaming, I'm rescinding. Tough luck. You can't rescind once they've taken possession. So that proves this point, that once they've taken possession, you can't rescind. Rebbeir. Let's hear Rashi. Samachet Samabei Stuki Mandachar Shmei. Mi Kamer Tanakama, the boy Lemager. Did the Tanakama say, Tzuki, you have to rent from him? The pilgrim, the wheel of Omer, the Yochel of Atul, the wheels come and say, you can be Mavatul? What's the conversation? So the says, yes. The Surah Mazavach is done. That Tanakama says, the Tzuki Reo Kanakri, Deino Yochel of Atul, Beloy Skiris. You can't do Bittul, you must have Skiris. Comes along, the wheel says, no. Tzuki is like a Yisrael, and Bittul works. So he said, go, but see what's at Kalim. Like Rabbi is going to explain, the more he's going to bring a price that explains that and take possession of the Mavi. Shulah Yochel Achzer, maybe till then, once you've taken possession, he can't be sinned. Shekinah Sayyari Maskinah. Rashi says, however, this issue of Bittul and taking possession only works once Shabbos has started. So if he's Mavatl Erev Shabbos and they go and use the Mavi Erev Shabbos, they've taken possession. He can't rescind. No, that's not true. Because the chazaka mi b'yodayim loy mucha. It's not obvious. I mean, even if he didn't do bittul, you could use the mavi Arab Shabbos. It's Arab Shabbos, right? The only problem is on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, when you're carrying, even though he hasn't contributed, it's a raya that you're taking possession. But Arab Shabbos, he does bittul. Says, listen, everybody say, I'm not interested in doing any skiris, contributing to this thing. I don't believe in it. But you know what? If you want, I'll give my rishus to you. That's what Suki said. I don't believe in Eruv, but here's my rishus. All right? So they said, great. Let's go carry it. It's Erev Shabbos. It doesn't help, Rashi said. No, other Rishonim argue. And Rashi, but that's Rashi's shiur. But Tanya ben Yichusa, I want to explain the phrase. Batanya means, we're saying, and it says in a price. Benichusa is, you're a musician, right? So you have on the, you have something to have on top of your notes that there's different commands of how to play it. So there's a command called Batamiya. Read it as a question. Huh? Sometimes it says, read it as a statement. That's what Benichusa means. Read it as a statement. As opposed to, Batamiya, read it as a question. You know, I remember one of my rabbis said, it says, when you read Batamiya, then it's not a Batamiya anymore. Is it a question? It's not a question, you know. Right? Rashi says, Batamiya means it's not a question anymore. If you're like that, it means it's not a question, because it's a double negative. Batamiya, you read it as a question. It's a statement that you read it as a question. Okay, whatever. He's right? Anyway. V'nichus, read it as a statement. The pligi rabbanim b'tzuki. The chum argued by tzuki. We see in this brayso that the chum Tanakama says that the goy is like nochri and tzuki go together. And Rumil says no, that's not true. And Ashal Yotzi Caleb the Mavi b'yachsu v'yitzel rishus. You better go use it before he carries out, and then he's taking back his rishus. Yehuda says, what's the tzarchechem mibayoyim? Ashal etechshak. You better use it before Shabbos because some Yehuda lepolgrim Rumil. Rebil is not arguing. Let's suki kenochri. It's suki like a nochri, and bittul doesn't work. So you better use it on Shabbos because you're not able to use it on Shabbos. Come on, Porach. What's not Rebbe Yehuda? We learned back in the more on some test. When I was going to ask, we learned Rebbe Yehuda. The Mishnah said, "Ashal yoytzi." I'm Rebbe Yehuda. I'll leave it there. Rebbe Yehuda, yachul levatul. So. If you know that bittul works, so what's the difference between the Tanakama's version of Rav Gamliel and Rav Yehuda's version of Rav Gamliel? Ubahahu the pligi. Rav Yehuda suffered lach chazaka nami yachol lach zibay. The Tanakama Rav Meir holds he's mevatel, and you take possession, he can't rescind. The Mishnah holds, the Behuda says, even after you did a bit of work, so you can go do whatever you want, but once he's moitzi, you're stuck.
Who says?
Means the rescinding works even after you've taken possession. That's the root of the Mishnah in Samachal.
Who says if he's mevatel and you take possession, you can't rescind? Rabbi Meir.
Amen. Always to the Remeir. So the more says, it sounds like if you're mafki and then he carries out, it doesn't answer. And the Mishnah says, Remeir says, Mishnah also Mishnah Zohar, it's oyser. The more says, Amen. Ain't oyser. The Remeir. Ba'i says, no. The difference is whether you've been mafsik or not. Vatanya ben Yichus. Read it as a statement. Ashlan Nosan, Ayisrael Shal Eir of Kerb. So there's two parts of the Bryce. The first part of the Bryce is discussing, not relevant to our discussion, which is he did Bittul and he wants to rescind, but he didn't do Bittul at all yet, and he's carrying out without Bittul. He's still shall ear of Koi. He carries out. Zotter Meir, when he did Meshach Meir, he could still be Mevatul. Yachol Levatul. Avo gav the Mumer hu l'chalo Shabbos. He intentionally was Mechalo Shabbos. Still Yachol Levatul. Does not give him a status that he can't do Bittul. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Mezid and Yochel Levatel. The person who carries up a Mezid, except Rabbi Yehuda, Mechal Shabbos, and Yochel Levatel, but let's hear it. He's a Mechal Shabbos, he can't be Mevatel. So, you need to hear it from him. Next question. If he gave Bittel, a regular person gave it, and then he carries out, so what happens? Oh, he said, the Hodder Shaka, the Meshusa. He's taking it back by carrying out. Meshagig Nami, Kontzer Shagot the Mezid, the Meir holds. So the Brisa says, however, it depends whether you're Masik or not. Zakrashi, Remeir Kamrole. This chiluk between Hechziku and Loichziku, that the rescinding is only true if you weren't Masik yet, is only true in Remeir. Dealer Rabbi Yehuda, Lavishna the Masnisin, Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, Kamrole, Deloy Mahanya Chazok. So according to what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, even if you've taken possession, if he carries out, he's rescinded. Listen to the Braisa. Come, Rabbi Yehuda, Anshul Atechshak, Taim Allah, Mishum, Dulei Mahan, Yechazakahu, Amishum, the Kazabar, Reu, Ke'ovet, Ke'chavim. So, according to the version that we have of the Braisa, we're discussing the status of a Tzuki as a Goy. Then it's possible, according to that version, that we still shabitzel. He can remember the filler bihuda mahan yichazaka, and the more the divrei kol. According to the lashon of this price over here, bihuda can agree to what this difference between chazaka and that. But according to the version of the Mishnah, bihuda can't agree to the version of idea of chazaka.